had, and that Barry Trotz bought Mitch Korn with him as his goaltending coach. Because I think Korn, especially in talking to him last year before the season, really figured out some of the flaws in Holtby's game and really kind of got him back on track after he was really kind of jerked around and messed with under the Olaf Kolvig regime.
Mm-hmm. And last year was certainly a growing year for him. He I believe, had more shots against him than any other goalie in the NHL. So definitely going to have a lot to prove this season as well. Moving to the offense, with Andrei Burakovsky coming in now, is he likely to spend more time on the second line left wing, or is he going to be more of a third line center, do you think?
That's a great question. I mean, I think obviously at the start of the season with Nicky Backstrom kind of being a question mark, there's a chance that he's going to play a bit more center than he will for the rest of the season. I kind of like him as a third line center, to be honest with you, because I sort of like the idea of there being a bit more offensive balance with him in that role.
Yep.
But, you know, either way, I think he's going to be a guy who kind of floats in between the being a top nine player and a top six player in that lineup throughout the season.
Yeah, because if Backstrom can't play for however many games, hopefully it's not a lot. But Kuznetsov will probably be the first line center with Ovechkin and Oshie or Williams, whoever they put as the right wing, and then Burakovsky would slot into the second line center where Kuznetsov would be if Backstrom was playing.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. So I mean, I think straight away he'll play some center to start the season, and then you know they'll obviously see how he fills that role, and that might also inform the decision later on whether or not to put him in the middle or put him on the wing.
Perfect. So I did happen to notice in your Puck Daddy blog that you wrote an article previewing the cap season back in the beginning of the month. Of course, TJ Oshie, the big signing of the offseason, is that the big deal, the big thing that's kind of going to put the Caps? Of course, they miss Mike Green, but with Oshie coming in, I think it's going to more than make up for that. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, the Oshie trade was a real interesting one. I mean, and I think what it speaks to is the difference between McClellan as a GM and what they had in George McPhee. I think McPhee at times, one of his biggest flaws was falling too much in love with the players that are on your roster and not trying to dramatically improve in certain areas. And you know, a guy like Joel Ward was a guy that we all liked and you know, he came to play in the playoffs and was a dude that you can depend on and all that. But I mean, when you have a chance to improve on the wing with a guy like Oshie or a guy like Williams, you've got to be able to do it. And Brouwer is the same way. I mean, Brouwer was a gamer and he was an important voice in that locker room. But if you are making the swap where all of a sudden he gets transformed into TJ Oshie, well, you got to make the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
yeah, it's hard to not.
A top line player. He fits well with Ovechkin and Backstrom, and obviously with the acquisition of Williams, that speaks directly to the teams and ability to win a game seven of the playoffs. All he does is score in game sevens, and they're both pretty smart moves, I think, at the end of the day. Even if Oshie is maybe never really completely taps the offensive talent that he has, and maybe it'll take playing with someone like Backstrom to do so.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think Oshie, watching him today, he just looks good. And it's just, I think he'll be either a good addition to the Backstrom Ovechkin line, because it is phenomenal just with Backstrom and Ovechkin alone. And you add Oshie in there, it's a phenomenal killer offensive line. And then imagine them on the power play. It's just amazing.
That's going to be their key this year, is the power play.
Through our 3-on-3 overtime. That's going to be another
exactly.
thing.
Mm-hmm. So last question here for you, and thanks again for joining us here on the Box Score. I did notice that you had a tweet at the end of last season summing up the Caps, and it's absolutely hilarious. Hired coach, sans neck, love that quote. And then one winter classic, made the playoffs, played Rangers again, lost to the Rangers again. Well, at least Ovi hit 50. Are we going to be saying something different at the end of this season?
I hope so. I mean, just for the sake of variety.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Oshie doesn't really address the playoff issues, but Williams does.
Mm.
And I think Holtby getting, you know, a year older and maybe a year better, I think is also a good thing. And the East being a winnable conference is also a thing. I mean, this team has every reason to have cup aspirations this year, which is always tough because it's not like it's the first time that we've seen this team you know, be look really good on paper. But you know, I think they're going to win the division, and I think that that they're going to really seriously challenge for the cup. It may depend on what kind of draw they get. If you're a Capitals fan, you'd much rather them not have to go to the Rangers again. But they've got everything in place. I mean, maybe one more defenseman on the third pairing. Maybe you pick up another veteran for the, you know, the bottom six at the deadline too. But overall, I mean, this is as stout a lineup as we've seen them have.
Let's hope so. The city's been waiting for a cup for a long time. They've been almost there, but not quite. And hopefully these signings, like you said, with Williams and Oshie, will hopefully put them over the hump. Greg Wyshynski, thank you again so very much from Puck Daddy and Yahoo Sports. We really, really appreciate you joining us here on the Box Score. Awesome, dude. Thanks again so very much for joining us. It was a real pleasure talking to you, Greg. Have a wonderful day.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Nice to meet you on the telephone, Renee, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you so
again,
much.
Man. We'll look forward to it. Thanks.
Cool. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.